You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening. Danny Morgan, we're here on the end of the second day here at the Winters, and I'm speaking to you at the end of that second day once more. Well, congratulations, your 16th title, did they say, in that prize giving?
Yeah, thank you. No, it's pretty surreal. I'm very fortunate to have lots of lovely horses to ride that, you know, have enabled me to be able to do this. But yeah, that horse Fever Tree is just something else. He's just an incredible horse, and he gives me goosebumps riding him. He makes my job very easy.
Describe just how special this horse is for people who might not be here and might not see the live stream. Just explain to us just what's so special about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fabulous mover. But not only that, he is just the coolest horse. He's got the best temperament. He's very laid back. He always tries his best. He's beautiful to ride. He's just a dream, really. Everything about him, I don't have anything negative to say about him.
You've known him right from the start, so you should know.
Yeah. Friends of mine bred him at Bow Lake Equestrian. So I've known him. I knew his mum. And right from the beginning, as he popped out, looked at him and thought, wow, that's a beautiful foal. And all the way up, I saw him move as a two-year-old. We put them in the arena, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to have that horse. So, yeah, I was in a very fortunate position to be able to buy him from friends of mine, David Stone and Colin Hicks. So, yeah, I'm very fortunate to be in the right place and friends of mine that enabled me to buy him.
That must give you goosebumps from knowing sort of that background, and then every time you ride him and every time you come here and do something like this, that must be really special.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's sort of known on the circuit for how special he is. So there is also that bit of pressure to, you know, not let him down, because to be honest, if the horse doesn't do a good job, it's my fault. He's an amazing horse. So, yeah, I come here always with high hopes with him.
But that pressure, how do you deal with that?
To be honest, I think I do well on that sort of pressure. Yeah. And it was not quite nice going in last today, actually, because I sort of knew what I had to do. Gracie did a super job. And I thought, oh, God, I better, you know, try and do something special here. But, yeah, I mean, Gordon always pulls it out of the bag for me.
Your contingent from your patch still going strong day after day two. It's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, really special. Yeah, we have a good bunch down south and a good team of riders, and we all help and support each other. So, yeah, it's a nice feeling when you can come here and, you know, you want everyone to do well, and we all muck in and help each other. But, yeah, Sadie Smith, she helped me warm up today. Big thanks to her too.
What next this weekend?
So Gordon actually has the Elementary Gold tomorrow morning, so we'll contest that. And then the mare that won the medium freestyle yesterday, I don't even know what day it is. she has the medium gold on Sunday.
Yeah, so no rest for the wicked, but just a little celebration for tonight. 2 days in, 2 wins, brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. It makes all the hard work worthwhile.
Well done, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.